California grows most of America's fruit and nut crops, such as avocados and almonds. As the state gets hotter and drier, farmers are feeling the heat, the pressure to find crops that don't require as much water. This week, NPR is looking at the relationship between food and climate change, and we're focusing on solutions that cover everything from how food is grown to how we eat it. From CAP Radio in Sacramento, Manuela Sakaida introduces us to one alternative to water-thirsty crops, agave.
Raul Chavez, known to his friends as Repo, sharpens his koa, a sharp metal disc attached to a wooden pole. It's used to cut off the thick, pointed leaves of the agave plant. He slices each leaf off the succulent until he gets to the core, the piña. This piña will eventually be cooked down and used to make spirits.
That one is a good one.
Chavez has been growing agave on a farmer's plot near Sacramento for a decade. It's familiar work for him. He grew up in Donaya, a town in Jalisco, Mexico, where agave fields are everywhere and used to make spirits like tequila and mezcal. When Chavez put his first plants in the ground in California, friends were surprised.
Repo, what is those? He called me on the phone and said, Repo, what is all? Here's agave for tequila. You're crazy. And he said, I know I'm crazy. I'm good crazy.
Now, years later, he's harvesting his agave to sell to distillers. And more growers like Chavez have been drawn to agave over the last couple years, in large part because it can endure California's increasingly hot and dry climate. But there's still a lot to figure out before it becomes a mainstay crop.
Because in light of the climate change, we don't know what is going to happen.
Paula Guzman Delgado is a UC Davis researcher. She's investigating how different species of agave grow in California's climate.
For sure, there is going to be less water and it's going to be warmer. So agave is a good candidate.
While periods of drought are normal in California, scientists say these conditions are intensifying with human-caused climate change. That puts a strain on the state's water supply, which challenges farmers cultivating water-thirsty crops, like almonds. Agaves, however, can take the heat, and they don't need a lot of water. But there's still a lot to figure out. Guzman Delgado says farmers must lean on old knowledge of growing agave in Mexico and tweak it for California's weather, which can swing from extreme heat to cold.
They are planting different species, different type of plants in the same location to avoid these risks.
New agave growers are part of that experimentation, like Juan Rodriguez. He moved to the U.S. at 16 from Jalisco. Initially, he didn't think he could grow the crop here, but a couple years ago, he decided to try anyway. Now, he and his family grow agave in a small field by their home near Sacramento. Rodriguez still has his day job as a roofer, but after work, he takes care of the agave. Rodriguez says he and his family plan to see what happens and if there's a solid future here, dedicate their work completely to agave. It'll take some time before he can harvest this crop. But for farmers who started years ago, like Chavez, that's happening now. The agave cores are cooked down before they're turned into spirits by California distillers. Craig Reynolds leads California's Agave Council. He recently invited growers and distillers to watch the process. The heavy piñas get tossed into a stone-lined earthen pit where they cook for about a week.
Because ultimately, we're really steaming these agaves. So here we go. Now we're going to put in the agaves. Okay.
Sean Venus owns a distillery in Santa Cruz. He'll take Chavez agave and turn it into agave spirits.
We should get about 600 bottles out of this batch.
He started distilling agave in 2014 and relied entirely on agave syrup from Mexico. Since partnering with Reynolds, he's been using more California-grown agave. He still has to rely on Mexican syrup, but he expects that to change.
I would say 4 to 5 years, there's going to be a lot of it available. As the farmers that are just getting into it right now are getting mature plants.
Dozens of farmers are now following in the footsteps of Chavez and Rodriguez as the state's climate continues to warm. Meanwhile, agave has gained enough traction that this year, California lawmakers passed a bill that would establish an agave commission. For NPR News, I'm Manuela Sequeira in Sacramento.